In 1991, the government of Somalia collapsed and a brutal civil war started. Killings, warlords, you know, there were many Somalis who could not live at home, who could not stay at home and had to flee outside because of their safety. So that's why many people came to the United States, many people came to Europe. It was because of the civil war that devastated the country.
Where have you been so far in your travels around the United States?
Well, I was in Virginia, Washington area. I was in Minneapolis. I was in Columbus, Ohio. And the fourth stage that I'm at is Seattle.
And what is your mission? What are you trying to do in your travels and conversations?
We are meeting with the diaspora communities in those areas. And you know that the people here are people who were influential, some of them influential in Somalia. So they're very valuable people. They have the expertise, the experience, and they can make big contributions to the changing of Somalia. And as the Forum for Unity and Democracy, we are pushing for a democratic change in Somalia. So we want to benefit from all resources, including the Somalis in the diaspora.
I'm wondering if you're thinking of running for president, if there is a political side to this and that you're courting the votes of Somali Americans?
Well, that's a possibility. We are working on first making the elections happen. That's a key milestone for the Somalis. After 40 years of no democratic elections in our country, we want democracy to come back to our country, to our soils. And we also want them to take part, to vote. As citizens of the two countries, they can vote. Why not?
And if they vote for Abdulwali Sheikh Ahmed, that's okay too.
That's okay too. Why not?
I'm speaking to the former Prime Minister of Somalia, Abdulwali Sheikh Ahmed. And I want to sort of talk about the Somalians who you've met. Somalia is a very different country from the United States. Do many of the Somalians you encounter ask you, want to express a desire to go home?
Yes. Well, many people, especially the elderly, will want to go back home and enjoy the warm weather there and see friends and relatives they had left behind a long time ago. So, yes, there are people who want to go back. And there are people who want to go back because they want to help their country, their people. They are teachers, they are doctors, they have benefit from there's a new country, so they want to offer assistance to their people. There are also people who want to go back, or to go, maybe they are born here, to invest. And they see Somalia as offering opportunities for investments and for economic development. So there are many reasons why many people would want to go back.
I'm sure that's something you're encouraging Somalian Americans to do because that would help your country. And you've been prime minister. You're going to go back. But what objections do you need to override? What do they say? I would come back and I would invest in Somalia if only this.
Well, some of the people that I've met risk averse and they don't want to face a risk, and they say, well, we will go to Somalia only when Somalia is stable, when safety comes back, and when we feel that there are no physical and financial risks.
Still a little risky there, right?
Yes, yes. But many say, well, we have to go and make things happen differently. You know, we have to contribute to the building of the stability and rebuilding of the nation so that we are part of the solving of the problem. We do not wait until some other people solve, and then we are part of a solved problem. So there are, you know, different groups of people with different ideas.
Finally, there are, of course, challenges. It's a relatively new democracy, and I have to ask, the current president, as I understand it, you left as prime minister, not on the best of terms with the president. Will the current government and the current president allow a peaceful transfer should elections go well next year? Is that a given?
Well, I would not say there will be fighting, there will be conflict, armed conflict, but many people would like to keep the status quo, to extend.
Status quo meaning not a democracy.
Status quo, stay in power even after 2016. So they can delay the processes, and that's what we are here for, not in the United States, as a forum for unity and democracy. I'm the chair of the forum for unity and democracy. We want to push for elections so that we don't give excuses to people who want to delay.